Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. The play has a sort of a natural sequence of cycles in it. The play itself is one complete cycle, but then within it you have these structured structured beats. There is the prophecy. The play is set up by an act of prophecy, a series of statements where Macbeth, as a sort of a Greek tragic hero, is met by the fates or the Furies in the personification of the Weird Sisters. Interestingly, Shakespeare doesn't describe them as witches, but as Weird Sisters. It's the same thing, but it's a sort of slightly fine point. And they tell him the truth. They say, this is going to happen. You will be Thane of Cawdor, you will be king. And then to Banquo, you will be father to a line of kings. Absolute statement. So that prophecy is a complete cycle that comes to its conclusion, to a degree, when the first proof of prophecy happens. The moment the witches disappear, Ross comes on and says to him, you're now Thane of Cawdor. So that clear planting of an idea that he can be king and that Banquo can be the father of a line of kings. You then have the murder. He makes this decision, I'm going to make the prophecy come true, I'm going to help it along, or at least his wife is also saying that, you're going to help it along. I will assassinate the king. And if I can do it cleverly enough, I can end up king myself. So the next cycle of the play is that murder, or that is, I should really call it the assassination more than the murder, because that's exactly what it is, a political assassination. That done, he becomes king. Everything is complete, except for one thing. There was a third portion of that prophecy, that Banquo would be the father of a line of kings. Macbeth now examines himself and says, hang on a minute, I've killed the king, I can't sleep at night, I'm filled with guilt, I'm filled with pain and torment, and he is going to be the father of a line of kings. That's wrong. I've got to stop that. So he commits the next act, the next cycle of the play, which is the betrayal. He betrays friendship. He betrays the trust of his friend in order to ensure that his friend will not have that line of kings to follow him. But what he's trying to do is sidestep the prophecy. And of course that can't be, because the prophecy is true. Therefore the prophecy must happen. He succeeds in murdering Banquo, but in the process, Fleance escapes. Banquo's son escapes, and that line can continue. He now moves into the next phase. He realizes that everybody may be against him. People aren't turning up. People don't seem to trust him. They can't blame them, because he's got spies in all their households. And he moves to the next step. Having moved from king to tyrant, he now moves to mass murderer. Anybody who steps in his way is going to be wiped out. All causes must give way except mine. So he moves on to that next step, which is the natural progression in this process. He moves to mass murderer. And Shakespeare demonstrates that just with one simple scene. Macduff didn't come to my banquet. Macduff's family, not just his wife, his children, his servants, his animals, everybody who owes anything to him will die. It's a bit like, if you like, in the story of Kaiser Soze in Usual Suspects, exactly that image. I won't just kill you, I'll kill anybody who has anything to do with you. I'll kill people who owe money to you. I'll kill anybody who's ever had anything to do with you. It's genocide. And it's that natural, again, Shakespeare understood the process quite brilliantly, because you can see exactly the same thing happened. It happened in Rwanda, it happened, it's Hitler's Holocaust, it's Pol Pot in Southeast Asia. It happened with that kind of any ethnic cleansing anywhere, that when somebody gets so much power that they can do whatever they want, they will do whatever they want to ensure their position. Until the point comes when people can't take any more. People will take an awful lot, the nation will suffer an awful lot, but there comes a point when people want revenge, and they will find a new leader, they'll find a champion to put it all right. So you get the final cycle of the play, the revenge. Malcolm returns. And as it says, even the women will take arms and fight. Once they know that Malcolm is there and there is a possibility of revenge, the whole country will turn. People will betray Macbeth. Even the people who are still with him will leave him and join in that desire for revenge, to turn everything back to where it should be. And there you got your five cycles.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.